Baby, hey, baby, hey, baby, wake up, wake up, wake up. Hey, come on, come on, wake up. Come on, oh, there you are. Had a nightmare, didn't you? Was it bad? Judging by your breathing, it probably was. Come on, breathe with me. Breathe in, breathe in, there you go, keep it up, come here, want me to do anything? Talk, sing, ramble. Okay, want a story? Okay, let me think. Well, come on, first you gotta cuddle inside. Put your head on my shoulders, there you go. It's okay, it's fine if the guys cuddle into the girl sometimes. It's. You need that too sometimes, feeling safe. Okay, oh, I got one. Remember how I told you that I did a lot of traveling as a child? Because I lived abroad? Well, that one time, I always had this Minnie Mouse backpack with me with all kinds of stuff in there to keep me entertained when it was a rainy day and I had to stay in the hotel room. I had this backpack where I'd put all the stuff that I needed, like for DIY stuff, like pencils and paper and glue and obviously scissors. But I forgot that I put them in there, and my mom asked me before we went to the airport, remember, I'm like 6 or something, did you put the scissors in there? And I was like, no, I didn't. And she was sure, and then standing there like, yeah, sure. And I was just too lazy to check if I did or didn't. And when we were at the airport, it was time for TSA, security checkup. And the TSA people kind of smirked when they saw that in the Minnie Mouse backpack there were scissors. One guy was laughing and the other guy was being all serious and trying to scare me, saying, like, we have to check you up and we have to get you in the separate room to see if you're safe enough to get on the plane. And my mom, being my mom and never getting the joke, she got all serious and kind of yelled at him. And he was like, I'm not being serious, trust me. And they were trying to scare me and it wasn't very nice of them. And then they put the scissors, you know, they have these see-through boxes at airports where they showcase what you can't bring on a plane, like scissors and shampoo and hand cream and like nail clippers or something. Can you bring nail clippers? I don't know. Like all the stuff you're not allowed to have in your backpack or handbag or whatever. And then they put my scissors in them, and my scissors actually, they also had my name on it. So it was very embarrassing for me. And then I asked my brother if I'm going to get them back, and he was like, nope, never going to get them back, they're gone forever now. And so when we went on the holiday and came back, I asked my dad if we could go through security and again and get my scissors. And he was like, no, they're gone forever. Can't get them back. Oh, and I love traveling a lot. It's always fun and exciting getting at the airport, you know? You have this certain smell of airport. And like packing your things and getting ready and all the excitement that goes through planning and finally getting there and being on the plane. I love flying too because, you know, it's kind of relaxing. And sometimes, well, people think it's like you're stuffed up in a room with hundreds of people and you get disgusting food, which I agree, but still, like, being at one spot for like 8 hours, just watching movies. I mean, it's basically what people do already all day, lying in bed watching Netflix and stuff, just for a few more hours. I mean, I wouldn't say no to 8 hours of Netflix. Know what they should invent? They should invent couples seats on airplanes, or like family seats, like seats that are bigger for couples or families. One, because you could cuddle, obviously. And two, which my naughty mind now comes in hand, the Mile High Club would be so much easier to join. Sorry, I had to. Yeah. But traveling the world is definitely one thing that I really want to do with you. All these romantic places, like Thailand or Paris or Australia, and all these exotic places, India, Africa, South Africa, Cape Town. Oh my God, and the fucking Scottish Highlands are the best. Seeing the world, exploring cultures, and also maybe not just using the plane as transport, also like the boat. I always wanted to go on a cruise ship. It's kind of scary, and I think it's quite, I don't know, terrifying to be on a boat. Maybe because I've seen too many movies about cruise ships going under, not including Titanic. Titanic is just a sad love story that doesn't make sense at the end. But I don't know. I read a book once about cruise ship love story. It was quite cool. But also I've seen a few videos about haunted cruise ships, including the Queen Mary 2, which was fucking terrifying. But also maybe, like, I love trains. I think it's quite relaxing seeing trees go by and the houses and towns and mountains and just going by the high speed and seeing all these landscapes. Like on a plane, you see clouds and maybe occasionally a town or something. And sunset, maybe, or sunrise. But on a train, you can, like, see everything. And on a cruise ship, you can see water. That would be so cool. But again, train would be also very stressful because you'd have to check when you get out. Because on a train and on a cruise ship, they obviously stop at one place. And train stops at many places. Did I ever tell you the story about my best friend getting, he fell asleep on the plane, on the train. And I didn't realize that he fell asleep, and I just got up and went outside the train. And then the train left, and I couldn't find him. And I was like, "Where are you?" And I called him several times. And then he finally picked up, and he was like, "Where are you? I'm still on the train." I'm like, "Oh my God, you fell asleep? I didn't realize you fell asleep. Where are you? Are you on the train still?" And he actually drove a few more stations. So thank God, just a few more stations. But he had to get on a different plane, a train, and then we met up a few hours later. But it was kind of like I didn't know that he fell asleep. I turned around and I just got up. He was very mad at me for that. Yeah. Do you have any, like, I know you have a lot of childhood stories that are kind of fun. You have any that you could tell right now? Babe? You fell asleep. You keep sleeping beautiful. You deserve some sleep. Good night, baby.